Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
Step 61. In Egyptian mysticism, we are taught that each human being is comprised of five aspects, and each one, although a part of the whole being, is named and given characteristics that describe his or her function and behavior. In A Course in Miracles, we notice the same teaching tool. In A Course in Miracles, we have the speaker who is identified as the higher self, the actual word of God. We have the teacher and guide who is the Holy Spirit. We have the soul who is being taught. We have the ego who is being adversarial. And we have the body as the home of the ego. In Egyptian mysticism, the same functions are ascribed to Isis, Osiris, Horus, Set, and Nephthys, respectively. The Bible and the temple walls teach that the first act of creation was light, and that everything was downloaded from that. I am the soul, Horus, and thus I am the direct download of the light. I am the Word of God made flesh, and therefore am the light in the world, and thus the light of the world.